this flyover clip.
Well, that's the premise that most like horror movies are based on. You know, mm-hmm. the guy with the hockey mask is in the barn.
Oh, you're sick.
And somebody's like, they ignore this. Well, there's blood on the ground. That's odd. And they just kind of keep there. I'm gonna go look in the barn and see what's going on. because they don't grab a hold of that. Yep. That's possible. Now you're watching at home and you're like, no,
don't do it.
Don't go.
What
in
had
the
happened
barn.
Was you gotta get out of the way.
So as we kind of go back to the beginning of our conversation, you go from business owner, number one podcast on Apple. Rocking the business world, partner with David Robinson, and you're doing business courses, all this stuff. As this began to unfold.
I want it to stop, by the way, please.
Yeah, go back tomorrow.
Go back to that world.
Yeah. As this unfolds, you hear of organizations like then the World Health Organization. It's like, okay, that's good. Health, awesome. Organization, you gotta have your stuff together.
Yeah.
You know, there's these vague organizations that are in charge of things. World Economic Forum. Well, you got to make sure the economy's going well, I guess. And you know,
glad there's a forum to do it.
Yeah, it's like they doesn't affect your day in day out stuff. And people just assume that if someone's getting together and they're looking out for our best interests, mm-hmm. that they're going to get together and say, okay, how can we work together to make your life better, safer, help you live longer with less regrets?
One would think that the Federal Reserve would be federal and that there would be some reserve.
Yes.
But as you have a frequent guest on your show, Kirk Elliott, he talks mm-hmm. about this. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure that you understand the actual origins of these organizations, and there's so many of them. Mm-hmm. You could almost take an entire day just to go down the rabbit hole of the World Health Organization. Sure. Where did it come from? How did Tedros get put in charge? Mm-hmm. Why is the CCP funding it? What? And then after you recover from that Saturday, you're like, now we're going to get into the Federal Reserve. Wait a minute. It's not federal. There's no reserve. Huh? You start to – now, the new thing that I'm seeing that's wild to me is pro sports. Everybody should do a Google search today for the NBA and China and do a DuckDuckGo and begin to see the funding. Mm-hmm. Because the NBA is really a PR outlet of the CCP mm-hmm. now. I mean, they are pro CCP.
They can't speak against it. They can't
love
say
it.
Anything. Yep.
They love it because it's paying them. Mm-hmm. So I would just encourage everybody out there. You just get in the Bible, get in the Word of God, read the Book of Daniel. You'll learn about Klaus Schwab's Fourth Industrial Revolution. Read the Book of Revelation. You'll learn about the Mark of the Beast system, the CBDCs. Mm-hmm. It's all there, and the only way to not see it is to not want to see it.
So Klaus Schwab has bragged about one. Joseph Biden being the hardest working member in the history of the World Economic Forum,
Remember.
The most engaged guy. He's been in government, you know, for all of our lifetimes plus some. And so, talk a little bit about his connection right now, because this is important.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's connection with the World Health Organization, and you personally, relationship, you've interviewed, you know, Peter Navarro.
Yeah.
And there's some alarms going on of our sovereignty being handed over to these organizations.
Well, as of right now, just say the 28th. I think it's the 28th we're recording mm-hmm. this. It's so, yeah. We're like, late February-ish when we're recording this. On the 27th, the World Health Organization is set to be a ratifying or approving this new draft agreement for how they're going to deal with international health emergencies, mm-hmm. international health regulations.
Which some people hear that, they say, well, it's good because the last time we had one, it was chaos. So...
But how do they label what an emergency is?
It would be good if we had the next one. They're all mm-hmm. on the same page.
If the current document is ratified, they're discussing, the World Health Organization would have the ability to interrupt supply chains, to commandeer somebody's factory for their own uses, to quarantine anybody indefinitely, to force vaccinations, and they can deploy international assets to make it happen.
But Clay, if we had another COVID-19, would that not be a good thing?
Because the models are false.
You need
2.2 million people would die.
But
the
polymerase chain reaction. We need something done.
88% of people that went on ventilators died.
Well, we need companies 88%. Working together to help solve this.
No, we
next
don't.
Time.
And that's the one. Back to maybe a business tip for you. I think a lot of times committees cloud logic as well. Mm-hmm. You know, like you as a woman. Have discernment. I've known you well enough. My wife thinks highly of you. We know people that know you. But, you know, you can sense a weird vibe from a person.
Sure.
And it's in your spirit, and you're like, I don't feel good. Yep. But if you're around enough people, mm-hmm. sometimes they can cloud that and go, that's you being weird. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to get with the Lord a lot. And if you open up your Bible to Matthew, there's some crazy stuff in that book called The Truth. One of the things is when we're supposed to pray and fast, we're not really supposed to tell the whole world we're fasting.
Right.
We're supposed to do it as kind of our thing. When we pray, we're supposed to go into our prayer closet and pray. And there's a lot. Why are we supposed to go in the prayer closet with 47 people? No. A lot of it's where we have to have that relationship with God. And I just think that discernment is diluted when you're constantly interrupted by the smartphone. And if you look this up in Google real quick, is your smartphone making you dumb? Anytime you hear smart, hear the word control. If you ever see the word smart TV, control TV. Smartphone, control phone. Yeah. Smart car, control car. Smartphones, if you look up Psychology Today, is your smartphone making you dumb? The average person is interrupted over 100 times per day. Look at that article. The average person is now consuming over 11 hours of media per day on their phone. So if you're taking in 11 hours a day of content on your phone, how can you ever have a thought alone?
Okay.
You said dumb, but it's almost, and that's what that is, but it is, I think, disconnected. I think that is the biggest thing. It's disconnected relationships.
Oh, you know, my
gosh.
You're
at a restaurant, and you see a family of people, or even somebody they're just a couple out, and they're both on their phones. No connection whatsoever with each other. You see families that. But I also think it's also a distraction from God as well. Because even if you're trying to have quiet time and you have your phone there, you got, you know, alerts popping up, you got this going on, you got that going on. Just the distraction of that.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the you know the thing.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail. Period.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
God actually spoke to me. He spoke about sacredness. He said to me, Kim, what I place in many, many people is sacred. And if anybody touches what is sacred to me, then it is the end for them. So what I've done in the United States of America is sacred. And there are people on every side that are trying to destroy what I deem sacred. And it's not going to happen.
This is the definition of criminal conspiracy, racketeering, and collusion. This is not a theory. This is evidence.
Because I have upheld this country to spread a light to the rest of the world. When you choose to go against the sacred thing that God put into the very heart and the soil of this nation, this was sacred to God.
This Reawakened Tour is literally what it means. It has reawakened the American heart.
USA! 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 USA!
For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.